Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Oh, those in power, shut down the alcohol factories immediately before the burial shroud envelops you. For the umpteenth time, yet another innocent life has been lost due to a drunk driver. This recent accident is truly heart-rending, as dashcam footage shows the victim, a motorcyclist, being flung and spinning several times in the air before landing on a car, dying instantly. This was entirely the fault of a drunk driver who was speeding and crashed head-on into the victim while overtaking several vehicles. Hundreds of such incidents have occurred, and perhaps thousands if unreported cases are included. Yet tragically, the government has never viewed this matter with due seriousness, let alone resolved it definitively. Alcohol remains freely available for purchase in convenience stores and entertainment centers. Alcohol factories still stand firm with their license routinely renewed by the government. When dissenting voices demand the closure of these factories and the cessation of open sales, government politicians argue that consuming alcohol is a right of non-Muslims that cannot be restricted due to Malaysia's pluralistic society. Worse still, there is a mufti who defends these alcohol factories under the pretext that the factory workers would lose their livelihoods if they were to be shut down. Above all this, the government has long reaped immense profits from alcohol tax revenues, and there appear to be entities seemingly above the law behind these factories who refuse to allow their closure. All these facts render it nearly impossible for the government to close the alcohol factories or halt their open sale. Even under the previous administration, which proclaimed itself a Malay Islamic government, the operation of alcohol factories and the sale of alcohol continued as usual, despite their vehement opposition to it prior to assuming power. Therefore, the track record demonstrates that as long as Malaysia is ruled by political parties under a democracy, compounded by the inherent nature of the democratic system that legally permits such matters, alcohol will continue to ravage this country. In truth, it is the very existence of alcohol factories and the open sale of alcohol that breeds the drunk drivers who become murderers on the road. It is beyond doubt that these murderers are unequivocally guilty when causing injury, death, or property destruction under the influence of this devil's drink. However, above all, the government's action in issuing licenses for alcohol factories to operate and for alcohol to be sold openly is a far greater transgression. It is the government that serves as the root source or true cause of these unfolding tragedies. It is inconceivable how a country whose leaders are predominantly Muslim, whose population is predominantly Muslim, and which claims Islam as its official religion, possesses alcohol factories standing proudly in stores selling alcohol scattered everywhere. It is even more inconceivable that a country claiming to be an Islamic state, a guardian of Islam, and even asserting itself as the truest adherent of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, permits the devil's drink to be served on an industrial scale within the country. Which Sunnah, one might wonder, permits all of this? We in Hizb al-Tahrir have long called the government to account, urging them to close alcohol factories and immediately halt their open sale, not only due to its strict prohibition, haram, but also because of the devastation it wreaks. We have long reminded the government of the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon the 10 groups involved with alcohol. Although we are certain that this government will continue to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear, we will persistently issue reminder after reminder, for we will never tire of quoting the verses of the Quran from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hadiths of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that on the day of judgment we shall have the argument that we have indeed delivered the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees,
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, innama al-khamru wal-maysir wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijsum min amali shaytani fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun.
O you who have believed, indeed intoxicants, khamr, gambling, stone altars, and divining arrows are but defilement from the work of Satan, so avoid it that you may be successful. Al-Ma'idah 90. Narrated by Anas ibn Malik, who said, La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil khamri asharatun, asiruha, wa mu'tasiruha, wa sharibuha, wa hamiluha, wal mahmulatu ilayhi, wa saqiha, wa ba'i'uha, wa akilu thamanaha, wal mushtari laha, wal mushtaratu lahu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed 10 people in connection with intoxicants. The one who squeezes it, the one for whom it is squeezed, the one who drinks it, the one who carries it, the one to whom it is carried, the one who pours it, the one who sells it, the one who consumes its price, the one who buys it, and the one for whom it is bought. Sunan at-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. O those in power, remember that you are the heads and guardians of these 10 groups, cursed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How long will you continue to choose to remain in this state? Remember that Satan desires you to follow in his footsteps, which will lead you to ruin, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires you to obey his commands, which will lead you to ultimate success and his pleasure. If there remains even a sliver of faith, iman, and piety, taqwa, in your hearts, then obey the commands of your Lord and your Prophet and sever all chains linked to this accursed, despicable work of Satan. O those who will soon fall from power, immediately shut down all factories producing the devil's drink, halt its sale at once, and repent to your Lord. Remember, at this moment, he still grants you a respite while the power he has lent you still be wielded, while the eyes he has lent you can still be open, while the ears he has lent you can still hear, and while the breath he has lent you can still be drawn, in just a short while, yes, indeed, in just a short while, he will retract all of this from you. Thus, once again, we remind you, immediately, close all alcohol factories before your eyes are closed by him, and before the burial shroud envelops your entire body. At that time, all things will be sealed for you, and regret will be of no avail. O Allah, bear witness that we have indeed delivered the message. Abdul Hakim Uthman, official spokesperson of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Malaysia.